Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Recently, we've been talking about the potential changes to what is the law of the land, the Affordable Care Act. And there's, of course, a lot of noise around these critical issues that define healthcare in America. The fact is, there remains a lot of choice for those that must choose their healthcare plan and then their provider. We want to spend a little time today with Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, talking about just that, how to pick the provider that's best suited for your circumstance. Hector, what's the first step in knowing what type of health plan you need?
Well, in order to pick a doctor or a hospital, you first need to know what type of health plan you have. With a fee-for-service or a high-deductible health plan, you can go to pretty much any doctor or hospital you'd like. If you have a PPO, or Preferred Provider Organization, or a health maintenance organization, HMO, you should check the list from your health insurance plan of the providers that are in their network. If the doctor, hospital, or healthcare facility you visit is part of your insurance company's network, your cost will be limited to your copay, or in some cases, 20% of the charges. But if you go out of network, it will be much more expensive.
Indeed, much more expensive, and it's important to know your options. Once you have your list of providers, how do folks pick the doctor that's right for them? That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, it really is about the healthcare. Most people could care less about their health insurance company unless they have a problem. What they really want to do is get a good doctor to take care of them. So first, you consider what kind of care you need. There are several different types of doctors that will be identified as primary care physician. And this is very important in terms of coordinating your health care within any kind of health insurance. Typically, family practice, internal medicine, or general practice physicians are primary care physicians, and of course, pediatricians for kids. Family practice physicians are able to treat patients of all ages and are generalists who can treat a wide variety of conditions. Internal medicine experts are physicians who treat adults and specialize in the prevention, diagnosis, and management of diseases and chronic conditions. So someone who has diabetes could be taken care of with an internal medicine physician. And general practice. General practice physicians are like family practice physicians and can treat patients of any gender or age. With these physicians, you might also find osteopaths, which are physicians that practice a type of medicine with special focus on the musculoskeletal system and are distinguished by the DO after their name instead of MD, but they are still doctors.
Let's turn to hospitals.
Most people have a primary care physician, they have a doctor, and doctors have what are called admitting privileges at hospitals. Admitting privilege is the right of a doctor to admit patients to a particular hospital to provide specific healthcare services for their patients. Each hospital maintains a list of health providers who have admitting privileges in their hospital. So you really have to match up your doctor with a hospital in order to make that choice.
Hector, thanks as always. We'll come back to you very soon in the near future and to talk about healthcare and America and all the issues related. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.